我想先请问一下。
I would like to ask.
这今天是第一次在基督徒聚会当中唱诗歌的人，可不可以告诉我一下？你举个手。
Would you please raise your hand if it's your first time?
哎，欢迎你。我不晓得，感谢主，请放下。不晓得您唱诗歌的时候，您的感受是怎样的
？I don't know how you feel when you sing the hymn.
您感觉是很喜乐呢，还是觉得很忧愁呢
？Do you feel very joyful or so sad?
您觉得这个诗歌是无病呻吟呢，还是震动你心里的深处呢
？Do you feel the hymns are growing out of nothing or has a deep impact on your heart?
你觉得这个诗歌？是里面的词是好像谈一个很虚无缥缈的东西呢，还是有些东西是你不太明白的
？Do you feel the words in the hymn are so abstract, or there's something that you don't understand?
我以前在台北的时候
，When I was in Taipei，
有一个弟兄，他是台湾的师范大学的音乐系的教授。
There was a brother who was the professor of a high music school in teaching school in Taiwan.
如果我没有弄错的话，台湾的师范大学音乐系应该是台湾的音乐系最顶尖的。
If I wasn't misunderstood, then I think that teaching education college for music department is one of the top in Taiwan.
这个弟兄呢，有好几次跟我提到关于唱诗歌的事情。
This brother has mentioned to me about singing hymns many times.
他是音乐系的教授。
He is the professor of the music department.
所以他对于许多音乐是非常的熟悉的。
So he is so familiar with a lot of music.
他告诉我们哈。
He has told us.
他说他觉得有一件事情非常奇怪。
He said that he feels there is something very strange.
怎么个奇怪法呢
？How is that?
他说哈，我的那些音乐系的学生哈，个个。音乐的造诣哈是第一流的。
He said that all of my students in my music department, they are so good in music.
这个反正就是说你要试谱啊，要他们要什么编曲什么，他们都有很多长处。
Whether writing up lyrics or melody, they were so good at it.
可是呢，他来到我们这样的一个基督徒的聚会当中。
But once they come to a Christian meeting,
在这样的聚会当中呢。好像没有什么人，没有几个人是学过音乐的。
In this kind of gathering, it seems not many have learned about music.
不止没有学过音乐，恐怕连那个我们讲豆芽菜，这就是那些谱啊，叫豆芽菜，看不懂。
Not even not learn about music, but they can maybe they can't even read the melody.
当然，其中包括一个就是我了。
Includes me.
我到现在豆芽菜还是不懂。
I still don't understand about those little musical.Music note.
但是他说很奇怪。
But he said it's very strange.
那为什么我们那些专业的人士，他没有办法唱出像你们唱出那样的感受
？But why would those professionals can't even sing out the feeling that you sing？
他说他们在那里唱歌的时候，是表现出他们专业的才华。
When they sing out their professionalism.
但是他看到基督在那里唱歌的时候呢，是生命的流露。
But when they hear Christian singing, it's the outflow of life.
说这个东西呢，是专业人士达不到的东西。
This is something that even professionals cannot reach.
音都没有错。
There's nothing wrong with the tone.
曲调也很优美。
And the melody was so beautiful.
但是有一种东西，从这个诗歌当中或者从歌曲当中呢，像是。倾倒出来，流出来。
But there is something outflow from the hymn and the melody.
他说，他觉得非常的稀奇。
He said he felt was so amazing.
他说这些人都不懂音乐。
He said those people don't understand about music.
连谱可能都看不懂。
They can't even read the music notes.
可是，唱出来的歌呢，可以震动人的心弦。
But what they sing is able to impact people's heart.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹们说过
I have shared with brothers and sisters
我曾经非常喜欢世上的音乐
I truly love the music in the world
但后来经过许多人生的过程之后
But after a lot of things happened in my life
也觉得那些音乐呢不太想唱
And I no longer want to sing those music.
然后呢，等到信耶稣的时候
，And when I believe unto Jesus，
再唱那些歌呢
？When I sing them again，
我觉得那个东西不是我的。
I felt those are not mine。
就好像无病呻吟嘛，反正你没有病，里面的含量都有病。
It's like growing out of nothing。
啊，但是呢，当我开始认识耶稣，增加多一点的时候。
However, the more I know about Jesus，
我发现当我唱诗歌的时候，可以大声唱，用心唱的时候，哇，我觉得里面非常的享受。
I feel that I really enjoy that when I can sing hymns out loud。
啊，不是唱给别人听的。
Not sing for others。
弟兄姊妹其实知道，如果你要叫我唱给你听，有点困难。
Brothers and sisters will know that if you ask me to sing for you, it's very difficult.
如果你叫我这个唱诗歌变成一种表演的话，现在有点困难。
It is very hard if you ask me to sing hymns as show.
但是呢，在唱诗歌当中呢，跟我们这一位主耶稣好像有一种互动呢，哎，很享受。
But when I sing the hymn, I really enjoy the interaction with our Jesus.
我相信尝到这滋味的弟兄姊妹都会说阿门。对不对
？I believe all the brothers and sisters will say amen for those who have tasted.
所以能够大声唱诗歌啊，哇，实在很享受。
It is such a joy that if we can sing the hymns out loud.
在前不久来我们当中的一个孙果多弟兄哈。
There was a brother Song came among us.
可能没有来过这里或者今天第一次来的都不太知道这样一个人。
Maybe you don't really know him for those who join us for the first time.
哇，我一听到唱诗歌的时候，好像一枝独秀，轰就到出去了。
When I hear him singing, it's like him singing so loudly.
这如果从合唱的角度来看的话，哈，那都不合格的。
If it's in a group singing, then that would fail.
太突出了。
It's so outstanding.
破坏和谐。
It breaks the cooperation.
可是呢，你仔细观察呢，他是那种从他心里面哈，把他那个心里向神的、向主耶稣的爱慕哈，让唱出来。
However, if you pay attention, he truly sings the desire from the bottom of his heart toward Jesus.
在他心里面一定对耶稣基督有一个特别的认识。
In his heart, he must have a special knowing about Jesus.
这个特别认识是他跟耶稣基督之间的。
This special knowing is between him and Lord Jesus.
这样的认识呢，使得他呢。大声唱诗歌的时候呢，他觉得非常的自然，非常的享受。
This kind of knowing let him sing the hymn so loudly and also joyfully.
哦，我以前没有信耶稣的时候是唱歌表演的。
Before I believe unto Jesus, I sang as a show.
但是我发现呢，没有我现在哈不表演的唱的舒服。
But it wasn't as comfortable as that. I'm not making a performance now.
我很盼望。今天在我们当中的每一位朋友，你以后都可以很大声的、很享受的能够唱基督徒的诗歌。
I really hope that each friend among us here today, later on, you're able to enjoy singing the hymn so greatly.
我们先请各位看一点圣经哈，我们请投影放下《约翰福音》第三章第一到第八节。
Let's read the Gospel Book of John, Chapter 3, Verse 1 through 8.
如果有圣经的可以翻开，如果没有圣经，应该可以看到投影。
For those who have Bible, please turn to them, and if not, you can look at the overhead projector.
好，我们看第一到第八节哈。有一个法利赛人，名叫尼格底姆，是犹太人的官。
There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
我说，你们必须重生。你不要以为稀奇。
Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows where it lives, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
还有另外一段圣经，请看哥林多前书第二章。
And also please turn to the First Corinthians chapter 2.
第九节到第十二节。
From verse 9-12.
哥林多前书第二章第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道神人的事？这样像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the spirit of God.
我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
这两段的圣经给我们一个提醒。
Those two places of scripture remind us.
在第一段圣经里面，有一个人，这个人呢是犹太人的官。
In the first place, we know that this man is the ruler of the Jews.
也就是说，他在政治上呢有一个相当的地位。
So he has a certain status in politics.
是受人尊重的。
He's been highly respected by men.
他不但是犹太人的官，他也是一个宗教的领袖。
Not only he's the ruler of the Jews, but he's also the ruler of a religion.
所以法利赛人是代表他是宗教的一个人物，在宗教界呢很有地位的一个人。
Being a Pharisee means that he has his certain position in the religious world.
这个人呢，他跟耶稣是在同一个时代的。
This person was at the same generation as Jesus.
结果呢，他就看啊，听啊。结果发现耶稣基督所做的事情当中啊，跟他所认识的、所明白的有一些的不同。
As he saw and also heard, he realized that what Jesus did was so different from what he understood.
或者说从他政治的角度呢，不明白。
Or he could not understand from a political point of view.
或者说呢，从他宗教的角度呢，也不太明白。
Also not understood from the point of view of religious world.
但是他心里面的感觉呢，跟耶稣基督呢，不同于他所曾知道、认识到的、所接触到的一切的人。
But from his heart, he felt that Jesus Christ was so different from those whom he had known before.
所以他想要明白这件事情，他又不好明目张胆的去见他。
He would like to understand about it, but he does not dare to see him so obviously.
因为他是一个有身份、有地位的。
Because he was someone with highly social status.
不可以随便低下。
But he could not be humble to anyone.
所以呢，他就晚上夜间呢，就偷偷的跑到那个耶稣那里去。
So at night, he secretly visited Jesus.
他说啊，他说夫子，他觉得耶稣基督啊，最多不过像个老师，夫子就是老师的意思。
He said teacher, as he saw that Jesus was just like a teacher.
他说你所行的事情啊，如果没有神同在，无人能行。
He said that those things you did, nobody can do except God with him.
他看出点没错。
He saw something was there.
他看出这个耶稣他做的事情哈，如果不是出于神的，不可能。
He saw that what Jesus did, if not come from God, it was impossible.
所以呢，他想来弄个明白，来弄个究竟，到底怎么回事。
So he would like to understand.
但是呢，耶稣基督呢，他的回答呢，不是告诉他我是不是神，要怎么样怎么样。
But the answer of Jesus Christ was not to tell him if I'm God or if what else should I do.
耶稣告诉他说，人如果不重生，是不能看见神的国。
Jesus told him that except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以能够看见神的事情，神国度的事情，是跟你得不得到那个生命有关系的。
So whether you are able to see the things of God or the kingdom of God, it has to do with whether you receive the life or not.
如果你没有得到那个生命，
if you do not receive the life,
或者你没有活在那个生命里面过，
if you are not living under the life,
你对于神的事情，你可以去研究，但是你不明白。
To the things of God, you can try to study it, but you cannot understand.
你看不出来，看不懂。
You cannot understand, and nor you can realize it.
他说：“但是呢，神主耶稣来呢，不是叫我们好像看大卫的魔术一样，变变把戏给我们看。”
But here says that Jesus come is not let us to see them just like a David's magic.
他呢，是要把我们能够带进到神的国度里面去。
He is to bring us enter into the kingdom of God.
他说呢，不但你没有重生呢，不但看不见。
He said that if you do not be born again, not only you cannot see.
人若不从水和圣灵生呢，就不能进神的国。
But if a man not be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣基督在世人当中所做的事情呢？不是为了叫我们知道哦，原来有这么一件事情。
So what Jesus Christ did among men, not just to let us know that there is something like this.
他是在历史上发生过这样的事实。
It did happen in history.
但是他要因着我们他在这地上所成就的事情，使得我们这些人可以进入到神的国度。
But for what he has accomplished in the world.So that us is able to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是呢，人不一定一下子明白。
But man probably won't understand immediately.
那另外一段圣经呢，也告诉我。
And the other place of scripture also tells us.
神为爱他的人所预备的。
What the things God has prepared for those who love them.
眼睛未曾看见。
Eyes had not seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
Nor ears heard.
人心未曾想过。
Neither have entered into the heart of man.
哎呀，我记得我在大学的时代。
I remember when I was in college.
因为学校，因为大学有的学校哈是有什么叫做宗教研究，比较宗教研究。
There was a study about a religious comparison.
哇，我对那些人很尊敬。
I truly pay high respect to them.
因为他们呢站在一个很高的位置上。
Because they stood in a very high position.
他们可以说这个宗教如何如何。
They talk about what kind of religion this is.
另外一个宗教如何如何。
And so how is the other religion?
那他如果看到这些宗教徒哈，就不太高兴的话。
If they saw those religious people were not so happy.
他就写篇文章的批评。
Then they write an article to criticize them.
特别我就。遇到的这个有批评这个基督徒的。
I met someone who criticized about Christians.
在我还没有信耶稣的时候，他们的批评呢，我觉得真的讲得真好，真对。
Before I believed unto Jesus, I thought their criticism was so right.
等到有一天啊，我信耶稣了。
Until one day I believe unto Jesus.
我开始读圣经了。
I started to read the Bible.
我经历耶稣基督在我身上生命的工作，一点一滴经历的是一到一个程度。
I started to experience what Jesus Christ has done in my life bit by bit to the point that.
很不小心，这位在台湾非常出名的学者。
Unfortunately, this great scholar in Taiwan.
他是台湾大学外文系的教授。
He was the professor for a foreign language in the highest college in Taiwan.
你光听这个你就知道你很尊敬他。
Once you hear about this, you know you should respect him.
他不是那个默默无闻的。
He is not infamous.
他名字一写出来，哦，原来是他。
If you see his name, then we know that's him.
他写了一整版，那种报纸那种大张的一整版，关于讲基督徒、基督教的事情。
He wrote a whole article in the newspaper.
我在这一次之前啊，哇，我被他对他非常的敬佩。
Before this happened, I really respect him a lot.
可是呢，在这次我看了这篇文章之后呢
，But after I read this article,
以前我对他所有的那敬佩呢，通通扫掉。
All the respect was gone.
为什么呢
？Why was it?
因为。他在说他不知道的事情。
Because he was talking about something he did not know.
他完全不知道是什么东西。
He knows nothing about it.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过。
What God has prepared for those who love him is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and have not entered into the heart of man.
他认为他手上有一本圣经，翻一翻，他就是专家了。
He thought he would just flip the Bible in his hand and he become the professional.
他认为找一些批评基督徒的那些的书看一看，他就知道到底我们的问题出在哪。
He thought if he can just read some books that criticize Christians, then he would realize what the problem was.
但是神在圣经已经告诉我了。
But God has already told us in the scripture.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心没有想过。
The things God has prepared for those who love him is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and have not entered into the heart of man.
只有借着圣灵才可以明白。
Only could understand through the Holy Spirit.
哇，我看完那篇文章啊。
After I read the article.
我心里的感觉是什么？
How do I feel in my heart?
胡说八道的。
It's truly talking nonsense.
你真的是不知道你在讲什么。
You really don't know what you're talking about.
因为认识神是需要神启示。
Because to know God, it needs God's revelation.
我相信很多人他会认为他自己是专家。
I believe a lot of people think they are experts.
但是我信耶稣已经快二十年了。
But I have believed unto Jesus for about 20 years.
一直到现在
Until now,
我告诉你我对耶稣基督的认识我还需要他继续的开启
To my understanding toward Lord Jesus I still need him continue to open up for me
所以这个认识有一个不同、啊、
So this understanding is different
有一种认识是你用头脑的分析去认识
There's certain kind of understanding that you use your、嗯Mind, you use your brain to analyze it.
有另外一种的认识，是你在心里面，你这个人跟这位主接触了，你产生从心里面所带出来，一直到你的头脑有新的认识。
There's another kind of knowing is that after you truly touch this Lord, then from the bottom of your heart onto your mind that you truly know.
所以今天请各位。在这里听福音的朋友，你放心。
Therefore, you don't have to worry for those friends who invite come here to listen to gospel.
我没有意思要说服你。
I'm not trying to persuade you.
因为这种事情是不能用说服的。
Because this kind of thing, nothing can be persuaded.
但是呢，我的心很盼望你今天遇见耶稣。
But my heart truly hopes that today you meet Jesus.
当你遇见了他。
Once you meet him.
当你的里面的眼睛打开
，When the inner eyes of your heart open，
你里面的耳朵打开
，And the inner ears open up，
当你的心能够很 坦然地向着他。
And your heart is able to be boldly toward him.
也许你的认识会比我高很多。
Then maybe your understanding will be much better than me.
所以我们呢，需要一同的来仰望他。
So together we need to seek him.
可不可以我们请大家一同低头我们祷告
？Let us bow our heads in prayers together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们若不是你的恩待，没有办法认识你。
Without your grace, we cannot know you.
所以我们无依无靠的谦卑来到你的面前。
So we truly humble before you and depend on no one else.
求你向我们显现，向我们打开。
We ask you to reveal to us and open up to us.
叫今天凡是来到你面前的
，For everyone who come before you today,
都被你深深的遇见
，And truly met by you.
都被你深深的得到
，Truly gained by you.
让我们能够欢欢喜喜、饱饱足足的回去。
So we can go home with joy and fullness.
让我们真是带着你所赐给我们的救恩回去。
So we bring back the salvation you give us.
我们再一次求你捆绑一切黑暗的权势。
Once again, we ask you to bind all the power of evil spirits.
求你用宝血遮盖这里，为我们划定界限。
We ask your precious blood cover here and also set a boundary for us.
求你差派天使天兵四围安营。
We ask you to send all the angels to keep us.
求你圣灵浇灌，充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit pour down and fill us.
愿主的荣耀在这里彰显。
May Lord's glory be manifested here.
使我们每一个人从心里就感受到，哦，主你自己的那个同在和丰满。
So each one of us can feel the presence, can feel your presence.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
When I was a student,
那时候大学很多人都开始交朋友。
Back then in college, a lot of people start to date.
在那种交朋友的时代，我们那些交朋友的人很怕听到一件事情。
For those who were dating, those who were really afraid to hear something.
你出国不出国啊？
Are you going overseas?
你是不是要出国啊？
Are you going overseas?
你不出国啊？
You're not?
那我们不适合。
Then it's probably not for us.
我相信现在在某些地方也是有这样的问题。
I believe there's some problem like this in some other places also.
因为在我做学生那个时代，
Because when I was a student back then,
在台湾的学生呢，有许多是很向往出国的。
A lot of students in Taiwan truly desire to go overseas.
而且呢，这个向往到一个地步呢。
And they desire this to the point that.
可以放弃一切所有。
They are able to give up everything.
可以放弃人生的幸福。
They can give up all the blessings of life.
可以放弃很多很多的事情。
They're able to give up a lot of things.
所以我们在那个时代也陆陆续续听到一些所谓的因为这个事情呢产生的悲剧。
So we heard about some tragedies because of this.
也许出国的人呢，是得到了他要得到的理想。
Maybe for those who went overseas, they did receive what they hoped for.
也许他找到了他人生的幸福。
Probably they did find their blessings of their life.
但是呢，那没有出国的人呢？可能呢，一生呢，这个没有办法从那个悲剧的那个悲情里面走出来。
But probably those who did not go overseas, they cannot be delivered from the tragedies of their lives.
所以我记得那时候我们很年轻的时候。
So I remember when we were young.
所以有些人呢，有一种过度的追求。
Some people have the seeking of the kingdom.
什么东西都是美国好。
Everything in America is good.
想尽一切办法一定要到美国。
They try all they can to come to America.
我记得我大伯的那个所住的那个村子啊。
I remember where the village my uncle lived.
我印象当中，因为我那大学时代常常去他那里。
Because I went there a lot when I was in college.
那个村子里面啊，大概剩下来都是老人。
What was left in the village were all the old men.
年轻一代到哪里去了呢？
Where did the young people go?
出国。
They went overseas.
所以这里有一个东西，好像叫国度的追求。
So there is this thing about the seeking of the kingdom.
当然，有的人很有幸学成了。
Of course, some people might be fortunate and they finish their study.
不但学成了，而且呢，可能建立了一个很美满的家庭。
Not only finish their study, but also have a very good family.
但是呢，也有些人呢，来到了这个他所向往的国度呢，却是落在很失望的光景之下。
But some people come to this king, this nation that he truly desires. But then fall in a sad condition.
我们那个时候呢，我的老师告诉我们说哈、啊，说这个芝加哥大学啊，这个念十年毕不了业的很多的。
Back then, my professor told us that in the University of Chicago, there were a lot of people could not graduate even after 10 years of study.
他拼啊拼啊拼啊，就是要拼进去。
They tried so hard just to get in.
他努力努力努力出不来。
They tried so hard but cannot come out.
结果呢，又不敢回家。
And they dare not to go home.
所以呢，就他们都在芝加哥大学哈，这是我听说的哈，如果不准确哈，请你更正我哈。
Therefore, I heard that. I just heard about it. So if it's incorrect, please correct me.
他说呢，那里常常看到有些人很落魄的走来走去。
He said that often we see many people walk there really sadly.
其实当初呢，都是认为人都认为是非常优秀的。
Actually, originally people thought they were the top ones.
但是呢，他们追求的结果呢，就落在失落的光景。
But after their seeking, they they become in the condition of being so sad.
但这不管怎么追求，这事实上都是在地上的东西。
Regardless of how much they try to seek it, but it's all the things of the world.
今天我想跟各位朋友来分享一个关于国度方面的思考。
Today I would like to share with friends about the thinking of the kingdom.
当然，我不是跟你分享美国啦、中国啊，这个。什么地上的那些巴西啊、加拿大，不是这个东西。
Of course, I'm not here to share with you about China, America, or the things such as Brazil, or those things in the world.
我不是跟你谈政治。
I'm not talking about politics.
我们来思考一个东西。
Let's think of something.
你在地上看到这么多的国家。
You see so many nations on the earth.
我相信今天坐在我们当中的人。
I believe those who are among us.
许多人你去过的国家不止一个，不止两个。
Many of you have not been to just one or two countries.
也许在你觉得你原先所在的那样的国度，跟这个美国或者西方的国度，有很，就是在理念上有很大的差别。
Probably you feel the country, the kingdom you were in before, was so different from, for example, the Western country nation.
等到你实际在这里生活，在这里，啊，在这里过了一段时间之后
，And actually in reality, after you live here for a while,
你会发现有很大的相同。
You realize there's a lot of the same thing.
那个不同呢，只是算很小的部分。
The difference was very small.
所以在地上，我们是有很多所谓的地上的国家的许多的国民。
So on earth, there are a lot of different kingdoms and also all the different citizens.
但在圣经里面告诉我们。
But it says in the scripture.
圣经告诉我们从神的角度来看。
The scripture tells us from the God's point of view.
地上这许许多多的政权，许许多多的国家。
All the political powers and all the nations in the world.
总的来看，它就是属地的国度，叫做地上的国。
Overall, it's the kingdom on the earth.
可能因着地区，因着这样有些的不同。
Maybe they might be different according to different continents.
但大致上是，基本上是一样。
But basically, they are the same.
啊，所以这是在地上这个国度的一个特性。
So those are the characteristics of the kingdom on the earth.
尤其当现在这个媒体特别发达的时候
，especially when the media is so popular these days，
你不把电视打开一看
，when you turn on the TV，
发现呢，语言不一样
，and you find the language was not the same，
就做的事情的性质是差不多的
but what they do is the same.
你常常可以感觉到就是这样的现象。
You can see and feel this kind of condition.
我们家的电视台不是很多哈。
The TV channels in my home are not so many.
但是我有时候看的时候，哎，我发现这都差不多，它就是只是语言换而已，它做的那个就是那个味道啊，那个什么，那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
know, all the feelings are so similar.
所以现在这样的一个媒体这么发达的这样的一个情况底下。
So in such popularity of the media.
叫我们更深的感受这地上国哈，它的相似，它的这个一致的这个情况呢，是很普遍。
So we truly feel that for all the kingdoms on the world, on the earth, are all the same.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
有一个国度是我们没有注意到。
There is one kingdom that we have not paid attention to.
但是呢，它实质上存在。
But it truly exists.
这个存在呢，现在呢是存在基督徒当中。
This existence is among the Christians.
这就是神的国度。
That is the kingdom of God.
它也是属天的国度。
And that's the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们虽然是住在地上。
So although we live on earth.
但是呢，我们可以知道有两种不同的国度。
But we know there are two completely different kingdoms.
这两种不同的国度呢，中间有一个怎么讲说？有一个最大的差别。
In between those two different kingdoms, there is one biggest difference.
或者说是进入这个国度的门。
Or the door to enter into the kingdom.
就是耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
That is Jesus Christ and His crucifixion.
所以这里呢，从地上的国要进到神的国呢，你一定要经过耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
So in order to enter from the kingdom of the earth into the kingdom of God, you must go through Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
没有别的路。
There's no other way.
没有第二个方式。
No other method.
只有这条路。
Only this way.
所以，你当你能够看到这一件事情时
，So when you're able to see this,
你对于神的国的事情呢，就开始可以明白。
Then you start to understand about the kingdom of God.
我想跟大家来分享一下关于地上国和神的国的有一些的特别的地方。
I would like to share with everyone about the specialties about between the kingdom on the earth and the kingdom of God.
虽然这个地上的国有很多丰富的东西。
Although there are a lot of riches of the kingdom on earth.
但是在这个丰富的东西背后呢，其实有一个东西是一直隐藏在那里。
But among all the riches of things on earth, there is something hidden behind it.
就是忧虑。
That is worry.
忧愁。
All the sorrow.
担心。
All the worries.
你发现，不管你再富有。
You realize that no matter how rich you are.
不管你再有成就。
No matter how successful you are.
你还是在忧虑。
You are still under the sorrow.
许多人忧虑到一个地步，没有办法睡觉。
Some people are so depressed to the point that they cannot sleep.
许多人忧虑到一个地步，精神衰弱。
Some people are so depressed to the point that they have depression.
许多人忧虑到一个地步，需要看精神医师。
Some people are so depressed to the point that they have to see psychologist.
需要吃药。
They have to take medication.
有的时候好像这个穷一点哈，忧虑还少一点。
Sometimes it seems that people worry less for the poor ones.
可能呢，这个手头的东西多一点哈，忧虑更多。
Maybe the more things you have on your hands, the more worries you have.
有时候你钱太多了，你要怎么处理它，变成一个很忧虑的事情。
Sometimes if you have too much money, it becomes your worry when you don't know how to handle them.
所以这里呢，有一个忧虑的特性，是普遍的存在在地方。
So this characteristics of being worried is existing on earth.
当然地上的人处理忧虑的方法叫做未雨绸缪。
For those people on earth, how they take care of depression is that they try to prepare it before things happen.
计划再计划，安排再安排。
They try to make plans and also arrangements.
把人的聪明智慧发挥到极致。
They use all the understanding and wisdom of man to the highest point.
在某种程度底下，看到是很有效果。
In certain condition, we see it's so effective.
啊，所以呢，就计划再计划，然后觉得，哎呀，你看，就是我这样计划，我就这样安排，所以就解决，所以就往一步一步往好往下去。
So after they make plans and they tell themselves that it's because I have planned, I have made arrangements, so everything goes so smoothly.
但是呢。天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸。
However, sometimes they are full of uncertainties.
总是在你觉得我再一步就到达我要到达的那个阶段。
It is usually at the point that where I thought I would reach my goal.
一步就跨不过去。
But I cannot enter in the goal.
就发生一个状况，前功尽弃。
Something's happened and make what I have tried so hard before all failed.
有人点头哈。
Some people nod their head.
有经验的人会有这样感受。
Those people who have experience would not.
花了这么多的代价。
I have paid so much price.
付上了这么多的努力。
I have put up so much effort.
一个东西来，一笔勾销。
When one thing just happened, everything failed.
真是叹息啊。
It's truly a big sigh.
看我就差这么一步。
Just one more step.
只要稍微什么东西好一点就过去了。
If that thing went smoothly, then it's all success.
很可惜。
Unfortunately.
就是不能好。
But it failed.
这个情况不是在那些怎么讲说比较匮乏的人身上才发生的。
Those do not just happen in those who are in need.
其实哈，你在很多事情上都可以发现这样事情。
You can realize this situation in a lot of things.
有时候包括在政治上都是这样。
Even including politics.
有时候我们看到，因为政治上追逐人的追求这个政治的地位，一步再一步，一步再一步，一步再一步。
We see those politicians try to seek higher positions step by step.
哎呀，我觉得哈，我以前。没有信主的时候，我是在那个追逐的那个行列当中啊。
Before I believed unto Jesus, I was among one of them who tried to chase after.
我跑前面。
I tried to go to the front.
你插队，我要跳过去。
I tried to cut the line to jump to the front.
等到我后来信了耶稣。
After I believed unto Jesus.
神拯救我。
God has saved me.
让我从这个追逐当中被释放出来。
So I'm being set free among all this chasing.
神也在我生命中呢，曾经做过了一些的工作。
God has done some work in my life.
这些的工作呢，叫我后来回头一看，哦，我懂了。
For among all those work, let me when I look back, then I realize I understand.
所以我现在有时候在看那些新闻啊，看报纸啊。
So sometimes when I read the news and newspaper.
我看这个一个事情一个事情一个人在一个人身上或在什么的一个事情一个事情在那里发生的时候
I see all those things happening one after another
我就发现我在看戏啊
I feel I'm looking at a drama
我发现他们看不懂
I find that they don't understand
当中有人他们看不懂
They don't understand it
所以呢他就一个忧虑在一个忧虑一个追逐在一个追逐
So it'sOne worry after another, and one chasing after another.
但是很可惜，人生的前途不完全掌握在你自己的手中。
But unfortunately, the future of man does not control in your own hands.
在某种限度底下，你的努力是有很大的作用。
In certain condition, maybe what you try so hard does affect.
在某种情况底下，你的成就也不一定是你的努力。
In certain condition, how much you success is not directly proportional to how much you try.
所以呢，这里告诉我们一件事情，有一位至高宇宙的主宰。
Therefore, it tells us that there is one in the most high in universe.
你可能听过他，你可能知道他。
Probably you have heard about him and know him.
你可能不知道。
Maybe you don't know him.
不管你知道或不知道。
Whether you know or don't know,
他都在那里。
He is there.
他不但在那里，
He's not only there.
他在看你，他在看我。
He's looking at you. He's looking at me.
他主宰我生命的前途。
He's in control of my future.
他也主宰你生命的前途。
So he also controls your future of life.
你同意他主宰你。
You agree him to be in control of you.
你不同意，你还是在他的主宰之下。
Or if you do not agree, you are still under his control.
这是一个现实。
That is a fact.
但是呢，这需要眼睛被开启才能看得出来。
But only when your eyes are open, then you can understand.
但是忧虑的另外一面，在神的国度里面的人。
But the other side of being worried, those who are in the kingdom of God.
你有没有发现哈？我们这些朋友，我请你稍微思想一下。
Those friends, would you please try to think a little bit?
如果当你周围有一些基督徒，
If there are Christians among you,
特别是你觉得他哈没有你那么聪明，
Especially you feel that they are not as smart as you are,
或者甚至你觉得他呢没有你这么认真这么努力，
Or maybe you feel they are not as trying so hard as you do.
啊，这不代表他没有认真没有努力哈，你不要误会哈。
It does not mean that they don't try hard.
这是从你的角度来看。
It's from your perspective.
不是他的角度。
Not from their perspective.
他可能很努力，但是让你觉得不够努力。
He might be trying so hard, but maybe you don't feel so.
但是呢，怎么很奇怪，他身上有一些不同的东西。
However, very, very amazingly, there's something in him that's different.
当在重大的压力底下的时候，他可以有平安。
He has peace when under great pressure.
当在关键的时刻的时候，为什么有个特别的手来帮助他呢？
At a very critical point, why is that there is a special hand helping him?
这是神眷顾他的儿子。
That is because God watching over his children.
在神国度底下。
Under the kingdom of God.
有神所赐的平安。
There is a peace from God.
我记得有一个弟兄哈，他在没有信主之前。
I remember there's a brother before he believed unto the Lord.
他非常的忧虑。
He was so worried.
他有非常大的理由可以忧虑。
And he had a great reason to be worried.
他爸爸妈妈都中风。
His parents were all having stroke.
两个人都中风，父母亲两个都中风，你怎么办？
So what could you do if they were both having stroke?
他做生意呢，不顺利。
His business was not smooth.
他的女朋友太漂亮了。
His girlfriend was too beautiful.
啊，他很多很多的事情让他觉得很忧虑啊。
There were so many things that worried him.
他觉得呢，他只要稍微不用点力量，他可能一下子就很惨了。
He felt that if he does not try to hold himself up, then probably he will fail.
所以那个时候呢，当基督徒向他传福音的时候。
So back then, when Christians preached gospel unto him.
我不听。
He said, I wouldn't listen.
我这些事情怎么办？
I have so many of those things. What should I do?
你们这些人可能时间比较闲一点，比较没有事情发生在你身上。
You people have a lot of time. Probably nothing happened to you.
你们身上比较没有事情。
There's nothing happened to you.
所以呢，你们现在可以谈耶稣啊。
So you can talk about Jesus.
哎呀，你们说唱诗歌很享受啊。
And you say that you enjoy
him. 聚会很好啊。
And so good together.
哎呀，我忙得不得了啊。
I'm too busy.
我家里两个人中风啊！
I have two people having stroke at home.
我有生意要照顾，我是老板啊！
I'm the boss of my business. I have to take care of it.
我不照顾，生意垮了。
If I don't take care of my business, it fails.
我还要计划结婚啊！
And also, I would like to get married.
我现在好多好多事情在前面啊！
I'm so busy.
不能听。
I don't want to listen.
不能听没关系。
It is okay if he doesn't listen.
但是呢，有一个现实在他身上。
But the reality was on him.
他这么多的重担在他身上。
All the burden was on him.
压到一个地步。
Press him to the point that.
他的头脑没办法休息。
His mind cannot even rest.
他睡觉睡不着。
He could not sleep.
吃安眠药也没有用。
He could not even the sleeping pills does not help him.
吃的啊，我才睡一个小时。
He had the sleeping pills, but after he lied down.He woke up, it was only 1 hour after.
他本来以为这个药下去呢，可以睡久一点。
He probably thought that after he took the pills, he could sleep a longer time.
没有用。
It was no use.
很紧张啊。
It was so nervous to the point.
天到晚皱着眉头啊。
And he was so sadden face.
一讲话，唉唉，叹息啊。
Whenever he talked, he sighed.
压力很大。
It was a lot of pressure.
大到一个地步，他非常漂亮的女朋友们，常常要吵架。
So the pressure was so big to the point that his beautiful girlfriend always argued with him.
他不是不满意他。
Not that she was not satisfied with him.
他没有办法。他那个忧虑在他身上呢，成为一种捆绑。
He could not help it, but the sorrow, the worry was on him, become the bondage on him.
不但捆绑，甚至有苦毒啊，有什么东西就从他身上出来。
Not only in bondage, but also all the bitterness come out of him.
本来好好的是来约会的。
Maybe it was a good date.
大吵一顿，不欢而散。
After they had big argument, they all left.
气得真是好像跺脚。
They truly were so angry.It was so sorrowful.
真的痛苦。
Truly sorrowful.
如果我们在那种情况下，非常痛苦。
If we were under that condition, it was so sad.
不是一天两天不能睡觉。
Not just one or two days could not sleep.
哦，我对那些哈可以24小时不睡觉，48小时、72小时，我非常佩服。
I truly respect and admire those who can not sleep for 24 hours, 48 and 72 hours.
我没这个本事。
I cannot do that.
我的身体哈不能配合。
My body cannot catch up.
我24小时不睡觉，我可能要睡48小时。
If I don't sleep for 24 hours, I have to catch up another 48 hours.
而且还不能觉得舒服。
And I cannot find the peace.
但是你知道这个人几个月连续不能睡觉。
But you know this person could not fall asleep for several months.
所以当有人跟他讲耶稣的时候哈、啊、
，So when people talk Jesus with him,
他还跟你吵架。
He argued with him.
他觉得你增加我的忧虑，增加我的负担。
He felt that they increased the burden of him.
我不想提东西，我不想这，我现在已经头脑已经挤得满满了，你再给我再增加一个东西哈、啊，你是叫我痛苦啊。
My head is already so full. If you give me one more thing, you increase my sorrow.
他不知道耶稣基督是来救他的。
He does not know that Jesus Christ came to save him.
他不知道神为他所预备的是他眼睛没看过的。
He does not know what God has prepared for him is eyes have not seen.
他耳朵没有听过的。
His ears have not heard.
他的心也没有想过的。
His heart have never thought of.
所以呢，凡是要跟他谈耶稣的呢，他就跟他咣咣咣在变，一直变，一直变。
So whoever wants to talk about Jesus with him, he starts to argue with them.
其实辩理就是说你不要讲，你不要讲，我不要听，我不要听。
The reason of debating is that don't talk about it with me. I don't want to listen.
你不要讲，我够了，我不要听。
Don't talk about it. I had enough. I don't want to hear it.
你知道那次哈，我们刚好是在一次，3-4天，大概4天的一个在一个营区里面的聚会。
You know that time we had a gathering in a camp about 3 or 4 days.
那次的聚会呢，我们其实主要是为了基督徒的。
That gathering was for Christians.
但是呢，我们也欢迎呢基督徒带着家人来，带着他的朋友来。
But we also welcome Christians bring their family and friends to join.
那这个朋友呢，因为他的女朋友啊，信主了，非常的喜乐。
This person, because his girlfriend believed unto the Lord and was so joyful.
所以呢，这个连拖带拉带拽都把他拽过来。
So she dragged him there.
然后呢，他是因为女朋友叫他去，他不能不去。但是呢，他心呢，很心不甘情不愿。
He could not but go because his girlfriend dragged him, but he was so unwilling.
白天呢，这个基督徒在聚会的时候呢。他躲在房间里睡大觉。
He was hiding in his room sleeping when Christians were meeting.
其实又睡不着。
But actually he could not sleep.
我就不晓得在干什么。
He doesn't know what to do.
那等到大家出来在那里吃饭的时候，他开始跟他辩论。
When everyone was having meal, he started to debate with each other people.
一直拖到最后一天晚上。
Until the last day at night.
他已经变得精疲力尽。
He was arguing to the end of himself.
我们那些基督徒呢，也有话讲到没有话。
As Christians, also had nothing more to talk about.
因为都想从道理上说服。
Because everyone tried to pursue him, persuade him from knowledge point.
因为以为说我们这个道理讲通了就是通了。
We thought that probably he could understand if we try to give him more knowledge.
所以这天晚上呢，大概三四个围着他一个蹦蹦蹦，就在那里继续在那里变。
But the last evening, about three or five people were gathering with him and arguing.
他就在那里正在变的时候，有一两个基督徒呢，因为从外面进来。
When they were arguing, about one or two Christians came from outside.
看到他们呢，这样子继续在那里辩论哈，不是办法。
And they felt that it should not be this way if they keep arguing.
所以请他们稍微刹车一下。
Then they asked them to stop.
那个基督徒他知道说，这个朋友呢，已经这个很久不睡觉哈，精神开始不行。
Because they know that this friend had not slept for a long time and he could not handle it anymore.
所以就问他说，可不可以我们换一个角度再来看看？
So he asked him, is it okay if we look at things from a different point of view?
你若愿意的话，今天是你遇见耶稣的机会。If
you are willing, today is the opportunity you meet Jesus.
不用等明天。You
don't have to wait till tomorrow.
不用等你的道理更清楚。You
don't have to wait until you understand more.
不用你自己把你自己改变。You
don't have to wait until you change yourself.
不用你去做一点什么事情让耶稣觉得哦可以了，来接受。You
don't have to do some good things and make Jesus feel, oh, you're good enough, then I take you.
就是现在。Now. 你又愿意谦卑的话。If
you're willing to humble.
耶稣的救恩要临到你身上。The
salvation of Jesus Christ will be upon you.
耶稣的救恩不但临到你身上，耶稣的恩典充满了。
Not only the salvation of Jesus be upon you, but the grace of Jesus fill you.
但是他知道说，他不会马上接受。But
he knows that he will not receive Jesus immediately.
但是，愿不愿意给你自己一个机会呢？
But are you willing to give yourself a chance?
如果你愿意给你自己一个机会，If
you are willing to give yourself a chance,
你可以先尝他的恩典。Then
you can foretaste his grace.
啊，你先吃看看好不好吃嘛。
Then you just try if it tastes good or not.
对，我那个女儿叫她吃饭，有时候很困难。It
is hard to ask my daughter to eat.
她从来都没有吃过。She
has never eaten it before.
明明很好吃的。Tasty. 她呢 ？No, 不吃。She
says no, I don't want it.
她根本都还没有吃过，对不对？Actually,
she has never tasted.
啊，一定要想一个办法让她吃一下。I
will try so hard to let her eat.
她说不要再要哦。
Okay, don't ask for more.
不可以再要啊。
Don't try to ask for more.
哎，等他吃到，还要。
Until she tasted, I want more.
啊，从很小就是这样的。
She's like that since she was young.
不可以再要啊。
Don't ask me for more.
啊，不还要。
I want more.
一定要。
I want it.
非要不可。
I want it.
那么，他吃到。
Because she ate it.
他真的好吃。
It was so good.
但是呢，他还没有睡醒呢。 No, 不要。
But before she tried it, no.
那耶稣基督呢？
Jesus Christ.
需要你亲自来遇见他。You
need. He needs you to meet him personally.
你尝他的恩典。To
taste his grace.
所以呢，你先不要决定你要不要接受他。So
let's not decide whether you want him or not.
你先不要打倒档，对不对？因为我们开车哈，有这个前进档，有后退档，有空档，对不对？
Do not put your clutch in the reverse side.
这常常我们的现象，一碰到这个信耶稣的事情呢，马上就是倒档。Usually
our condition is that once we face whether to believe Jesus or not, we put our gear in reverse.
但是呢，你今天呢，是不是可以把你自己摆在空档？Are
you putting yourself at a neutral gear?
你就是做学问，你也要有这个态度嘛。Even
if you are studying, you need this kind of attitude.
对不对？如果你做学问， 你先把结论下好，然后再做研究。你研究什么东西啊
？If even before you study, you make a conclusion already, then what are you studying about?
那你就是其实是为了你的答案来找那个解释的路嘛
？Then you try to find a way to describe your answers.
这已经违反了学术研究的态度。This
is already against the attitude of studying.
这也违反了以一个真实的态度来面对事情的态度。
This is also against the attitude of facing different things.
所以来到耶稣基督面前,
so when come before Jesus,
打空档,
put in the neutral gear.
所以那天那个弟兄就建议他,
So that day the brother suggests him.
你不需要打前进吧。
You don't have to put moving forward.
你打个空档。
Then put in the neutral gear.
你让耶稣基督呢，在你空档的时候做一点事情让你看一看。
Let Lord Jesus do something to show you while you are in the neutral gear.
啊，你说你还是还没有办法接受他。
You say that you still cannot receive him now.
没关系。
That's okay.
你就可以在祷告里面跟他讲说，我现在暂时还不知道怎么接受你，也没有想要接受你。
You can tell him in prayer that I still don't know how to receive you and I don't know how.
但是呢，我想要知道一下你到底是不是需要被接受。
But I would like to know if it is okay to receive you.
请你记得，接受不接受你是有主权的。
Please remember, whether you receive him or not, you are in control of it.
你如果不接受，耶稣基督在你身上再多的恩典，你还是不接受。
If you do not want to receive it, no matter how much grace Lord Jesus have on you,
you still do not receive it.
You are in control, you have the free will.
这个主权是创造我们的这位创造者，他付给我们的。
This free will is given from our Creator.
哎呀，我非常感谢赞美我们的神。
I truly thank and praise our Lord.
我觉得认识他实在太美的一件事情。
I think it's such a great thing to know him.
他给的东西他就不收回的。
What he has given, he does not take back.
今天我们哈，如果给一个东西出去哈，看着不高兴，不行，拿回来。
Today, if we give out something, but if we are not happy, we just want it back.
不能名正言顺的要想个办法把它要回来。
Even though we cannot take it back, so obviously, but we try to think of something to take it back.
但是呢，创造我们的这位神呢，他不是这样。
But it is not with the God who created us.
他把自由意志给我们。
He has given us free will.
所以他给我们有决定的能力。
So he gives us the power to make decisions.
他一旦给我们呢，他就没有收回去。
Once he gives out, he never takes it back.
所以这很难，你知道吗？
So it is very hard.
他做很多事情，他给我们很多的祝福，很多的恩典，但是还等着我们说你要不要啊？
He has done a lot of things. He has given us so much grace and blessing, but he's waiting for us to say, "Do you want it?"
哎，我觉得养小孩也常常会经历这个东西。
I think it's the same as raising up children.
我不晓得你们的小孩怎么样哈。
I don't know how your children are.
我不要讲我的小孩。
I don't talk about my own.
讲我做小孩的时候这样。
I was like that when I was a child.
我做小孩的时候呢，我爸爸妈妈呢，尽量的在能力范围之内为我尽力的预备很多东西。
When I was a child, my parents, within their capability, they have provided everything to me.
弄便当的时候，经常多加一块肉啊。
For the lunch box, they add one more meat in it.
这个没有零用钱，五块，哦，给十块。
If I don't have money to spend, I want $5, but they gave me $10.
身上不可以没有钱呢，万一你需要的时候怎么办呢
？If you need it, then you, it is not good if you don't have money.
非常非常多的事情。
There were so many things.
可是呢，我们这个叛逆的心啊，就觉得父母亲对我不够好。
However, our rebellious heart feel that parents were not good to us.
也许你没有像我那样的情况。
Maybe you were not like me.
但是我的确那时候有一段时间觉得说，哎呀，真是不好。
But truly, there was a time I felt they were not good to me.
但是其实他们已经尽了他最大的努力。
But actually, they have done their best.
他真的很好。
They were truly good.
我们这位神呢
？Our God.
他把一切的丰富都给我们预备好。
He has already prepared us all his riches.
他等着我们去认识、去接受、去经历、去得着。
He is waiting for us to know him, to receive him, and to experience and get it.
但是我们常常就像那位朋友一样，一听到嘣后打，打退打打这个倒退打。
But often we are like that friend. Once as soon as we hear that, we put ourselves in reverse gear.
就是我们就先溜了，对吧
？Then we run away.
就不晓得谁损失大哈。
We don't know who's the one lost.
其实是我们损失大。
Actually, it is ourselves in big loss.
但是这个朋友呢，在那一天呢，哎，他听，可以啊。
But this friend that day, he thought, okay.
我打空档。
I'll put in neutral gear.
我愿意，如果我可以免费的方式解决我这个失眠啊，哎呀，那我倒要试试看。
If I'm able to resolve the problem that I cannot sleep without paying anything, then I'll try.
因为那个弟兄就告诉他说，你如果愿意，你今天晚上就可以睡觉。
Because the brother told him, if you are willing, you can sleep tonight.
你不需要吃任何一颗药。
You don't have to take any medication.
他想说 ，OK， 我试试看。
He said, "Okay, I'll try."
结果呢，他就低头下来祷告。
So he bowed his head in prayers.、嗯、
他说，我也不知道怎么认识你，也现在也还没有不知道我应不应该认识你。
He said, "I don't know how to get to know you, and I don't even know if I should know you now."
但是他讲他的苦比较多，他说我真的很苦啊，我这个失眠哈、啊。已经好长一段时间，真的很苦、啊。
He said, "I truly felt so bitter. I could not sleep for a long time."
如果照那个朋友讲的，说我可以睡得着哈，你今天晚上给我试试看好。
If like what a friend has told me, if I'm able to sleep, please give that to me.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣来，他不但把天国的福音传给我们。
The scripture tells us when Lord Jesus comes, he does not give us the gospel of the kingdom.
他叫死人复活。
He raised up the dead.
他叫长大麻风的洁净。
He cleansed the leprosy.
他叫瞎子看见。
He let the blind able to see.
他叫瘸子起来行走。
The limb able to walk.
他做了许许多多的事情。
He has done a lot of things.
这些事情他叫我们看见，他是我们灵魂和身体的主宰。
Through all those things, he let us see that he is our Lord. He is the Lord of soul, spirit, and body.
凡是愿意来到他面前的，不但你的心要活起来。
For everyone who is willing to come before him, not only your heart be quickened.
你的灵要活起来。
Your spirit be quickened.
你的魂、你的心思、你的情感、你的意志要更新。
Your spirit, soul, and your mind, your thoughts will be renewed.
你的身体也常常可以经历到他医治或者是复活的大能。
And your body also can often experience the power of his healing and resurrection.
我感谢主给我有这个机会经历他。
I thank Lord for giving me this opportunity to experience him.
不过我现在有些东西不能讲，也许要等我八十，如果我可以活到八十岁的话，我八十岁可能才可以讲。
There are certain things I cannot talk about now. Maybe I can talk about them when I live up to 80 years old.
如果我八十岁还在，那个事情主是照着我所祷告的成就，我会跟你们做见证。
If I'm still alive at 80 years old, and if Lord has already accomplished it in my prayer, then I will testify to you.
但是我真的经历到他灵和魂和身体上面各方面的救恩。
But I truly have experienced the salvation of him in my soul, spirit, soul, and body.
这个朋友呢，他就今天就做了祷告。
This friend has prayed.
结果呢，我们看他祷告完之后啊。
And after he prayed.
那个很紧张的那个眉头啊，稍微松了一点。
And when he was actually so tense before, but he got released a little bit.
好像他那个笑容哈、啊，稍微自然了一点。
He started to have more natural smile.
不是在那么紧张，而且他，你知道，他每次碰到基督徒像打仗一样。
No longer so tense anymore. You know, whenever he met Christians, he was like in a battle.
亲爱的朋友，我建议你，你碰到别的东西、别的人哈，可能需要跟他打仗。
Dear friends, I suggest you that maybe when you face other things or other people, maybe you are in a battle.
最不需要打仗就是碰到基督徒。
The least ones you have to fight with are the Christians.
尤其是那些很愿意亲近神的那些基督徒。
Especially the Christians who are willing to come before God.
你相信他，他不会来故意找你麻烦。
Believe him, he will not come to trouble you.
因为凡是亲近神的人呢，他呢必须要诚实。
Because whoever are close to God, he has to be honest.
而且呢，神要使用他呢。成为真正帮助人在生命上在生活上面能够遇见神的人。
And God will use him to be someone able to help others to meet God in life.
所以呢, 他不是你斗争的对象。
So he is not someone you fight with.
可能你不太了解他。
Maybe you do not understand him much.
你在世界上其他跟其他的人, 你可能有这个明斗和暗算。
Maybe you have to, whether in secret or whether in obvious places, you have to fight with others and compete with others.
但是呢, 对于那个真正愿意单纯地活在神面前的人,
but for those who would like to live before God with a pure heart,
你相信他所告诉你,他所帮助你,都是为着你好的。
You have to believe that what he has told you and helped you is for your good.
他不是你竞争的对象。
They are not someone you compete with.
他也不是你斗争的对象。
And they are not someone you fight with.
也许他被你斗垮了。
Maybe he has been fought to the point that he failed.
但后来呢, 你却发现呢, 他是对的。
But later on you realize he was right.
就好像我没有信耶稣以前,
like before I believed unto Jesus.
我那些朋友哈, 那些就是基督徒的, 同学了, 我那些同学哈,
my other Christian friends,
跟我没办法讲,
they could not even talk to me anymore.
哎,讲我就反正我随便讲个东西, 就把它推走了。
If they continue to talk, then I just say something and then I win over them.
看起来我好像赢了。
It looked as if I won.
他在我面前呢, 闭嘴了。
And they closed their mouth.
不再讲了。
They no longer speak to me anymore.
而且呢, 每次碰到了, 只能像我一个同学, 他说, 他每次跟我讲, 请吃饭, OK。
And for example, one of my classmates, he asked me to treat him meal, then I said, okay.
谈耶稣呢,
if he talk about Jesus, I say no.
所以呢, 在他家吃了好多次饭,
so I have had many meals at his home, but I never talk about Jesus with him.
而且觉得他很傻, 不信耶稣, 不信什么耶稣。
And I thought he was very stupid. Why do you believe unto Jesus?
可是后来啊,
but later on,
我发现他是对的。
I realized he is right.
当时我是错的,
I was wrong.
但我不知道我错的,
but I did not know I was wrong.
就我刚刚回到, 刚刚那个朋友,
so let's go back to the friend before we talked before.
他这样做了祷告之后,
after he prayed,
我说好吧, 那就不用再多谈了, 讲那么多道理没什么具体的帮助。
So we no longer need to talk about all those knowledge which do not help you.
如果愿意的话, 如果真的愿意经历耶稣的话,
if you are willing, if you are truly willing to experience Jesus,
今天晚上你回去睡觉的时候, 你再跟耶稣直接祷告一次。
Tonight when you go back to bed, you directly pray to Jesus again.
啊, 他就回去呢, 就照做。
Then he did that.
第二天早上呢, 吃饭的时候, 大家, 他出现了。 哇, 很难得。
Next morning, it was very amazing. He appeared at the breakfast.
然后那个建议他的弟兄呢, 就马上就迎面过去跟他碰个面。
The brother who gave him suggestion met him.
就问他一个问题, 睡着了没?
And asked him, did you fall asleep?
睡着了。
I did.
但是呢, 因为他很有名, 他说, 还是睡得不够长。
But not as long as I wanted.
但是呢, 他已经很久没有尝到那种睡着熟睡的那种滋味了, 他说现在尝到了。
But he has never tasted deep sleep, which he hasn't tasted for a long time, but this time he tasted.
结果呢, 那个弟兄就建议他说, 你今天晚上继续再祷告。
And the brother suggested him that continue to pray tonight.
你继续在那里尝这个恩典, 你会越来越好。
Then you continue to taste this grace, you will be even better.
哎, 果然, 他晚上又回去又做。
So he did the same again.
当然都是回家做了。
He returned home to do it.
大概过了一个月左右。
About after 1 month.
这个朋友呢, 就出现在我们的读经聚会里面。
This friend came to our Bible study.
哇, 一出现的时候啊, 他碰到那个建议他的弟兄啊, 马上就冲过来。
When he appeared, he rushed toward the brother who gave him suggestion.
笑嘻嘻的,
he smiled.
皱纹都不见了,
no longer have any wrinkles.
他说真的谢谢你啊,
he said, truly I thank you.
那天这样帮助我一下啊, 我现在都不是说不失眠了。
As you have helped me, I'm no longer not able to sleep anymore.
耶稣实在太好了。
He said, Jesus is so good.
而且呢, 他现在呢, 恩典啊, 经历了一个程度。
And he has tasted grace to the point that
他呢, 要来在圣经上面 能够多一点认识。
And he would like to come to know more about from the Bible.
所以后来呢，就他就一直越来越好。他就是大概那就过一两个月，他就受浸。
So he got even better, and after one or two months, he got baptized.
他多年在他头脑上不能解决。
There were so many things that he could not resolve on his mind.
他本来认为信耶稣有这个问题、那个问题、那个问题、那个问题。
Before he believed on Jesus, he had so many questions.
但是呢，现在一个问题都没有。
But there was not even one problem left.
他说你，他只要谦卑来到主耶稣面前呢，很多问题自然解决。
As long as he come to Jesus humbly, all the problems are resolved.
啊，并不需要说还要再一个研究、再一个研究、再一个研究。
And no longer needs any more studies.
哎呀，感谢主。
Thank Lord.
这就是天父的眷顾。
That is the watch over of our heavenly Father.
哎呀，我感谢主。
I truly thank Lord.
我列的太多了。
I have listed so many.
因为我在思考哈，这地上的国跟天上的国有很大的不同。
Because I'm thinking about there's a big difference between the kingdom on the earth and kingdom of the heaven.
下面我只能稍微点到为止了，不能再讲很多例子。
I can point in very few things out.
地上的国常常让我们看到是邪恶，是淫乱的。
The earthly kingdom we often see it's evil and full of fornication.
虽然这地上有很多美好的事情。
Although there are a lot of good things on earth.
但是人很奇怪，人为什么很喜欢暴力呢？
But it is really strange that why would people like violence?
人为什么对于淫乱的事情越来越没有感觉呢？
Why is that people start to have no feelings toward the lusty things?
我不晓得你们觉得怎么样。
I don't know how you feel.
我一直很久搞不明白。
There has been a long time which I cannot understand.
但一直到我信耶稣到一个阶段的时候，神开启我，我才开始逐渐明白。
But not until I believe unto Jesus to a certain point that when God opens me up, then I start to understand.
就是你看电影啊，看电视啊，看什么，有一个18岁以下不宜这样的一个宣告。
Even when you watch TV or even watch movie, there's always a parental guidance on the thing.
所以现在什么电影有什么分级啊 ？AB 什么这种很多分级这种。
So there are also different levels on the movies.
那到底这个分级哈、啊、是对还是不对
？For all the different kind of levels of movies, is it right or not?
是合适还是不合适
？Whether it's suitable or not.
如果你今天听不懂哈、啊，我不会怪你。
If you do not understand today, I won't.
因为这个问题，我也不是说我一信耶稣突然想完全明白了。
Because this is also not something I suddenly understand once I believe unto Jesus.
我是经历神很多的恩典，他的启示经历之后，我才逐渐明白原来神是要什么。
I started to understand little bit what God wants after I have experienced a lot of His grace.
我才知道说原来神创造人，神。他为他所创造人所安排的社会，或者说人际之间，应当有什么样的关系
？I start to understand what is the relationship that God has created for the society and between men.
这个是需要启示的。
That needs revelation.
我简单讲个结论。
But I simply conclude.
其实呢，从神向我们说的话。
Actually, from the words that God speaks to us.
所谓十八岁以下不宜呢，是十八岁以上也不宜。
Actually, those movies not suitable to watch for those under 18 is also not suitable for 18 or above.
就是呢，其实那些东西呢，对人根本就是残害的东西。
Actually, all those things are hurtful to man.
把人带到那个罪恶里面去。
Bring people into sin.
把人带到死亡里面去。
Bring people into death。
所以，也许我们觉得啊，这像尤其你看那个啊，很养眼。
Maybe you feel that you like to watch them。
啊，就是眼目的情欲。
Those are the lust of eyes。
啊，或者是肉体的情欲。
Or the lust of flesh。
但是呢，其实呢，圣经告诉我们，或者我们在因为认识神、亲近神，发现怎么样说？那个是把我们带到死亡里面去的。
But Bible tells us because we know God and get close to God, those things bring us into death.
那是犯罪的事情。
Those are the committing the sins.
但人没有办法解决犯罪的问题。
But man cannot resolve the problem of sin.
人没有办法停止犯罪的问题。
Man cannot stop the problems of sin.
人只能用一个人的方法说，哦，几岁以下不可以，几岁以上可以。
Man can only use man's way to say certain age are okay, certain age are above are not okay, below are not okay.
所以这个世界呢，是更多的邪恶，更多的淫乱。
So there are even more evil and lust in the world.
但是，当你来到神的国度的时候。
But once you enter into a kingdom of God,
神使你这个人能够在神面前称义，能在神面前让神看为是对的。
God has made you able to justify before God that you are right before Him.
神也让这个人能够遇见这位良善的神，那他良善的性情也放在你的里面。
And God also let us meet this God who is good, and He put His good nature into man.
神是真实的神，是真理的神。
God is the true God, the God of truth.
他也把他的真理、真实放在你的里面。
He also put His truth and His true nature into you.
所以，这是一个很大的不同。
So that is a big difference.
但从那一边过到这一边，就是经过耶稣基督和他的钉十字架。
But from this side entering to that side, that is going through Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
你要把这个邪恶的性情从我身上。把它驱除掉，做不到。
It is impossible to remove the evil nature on us.
人做不到。
Man cannot do.
啊，人是落在罪的捆绑底下。
Men are under the bondage of things.
人没有办法救自己。
Man cannot deliver themselves.
人没有办法为自己死。
Man cannot die for ourselves.
人没有办法用自己的力量。叫自己能够达到神公义的要求。
Man cannot use our own strength to be able to reach the justification of God.
神老早看透的一切。
God truly knows everything.
因为他创造我们。
Because He has created.
而且他是照他的旨意来创造我们。
He has created us according to His will.
他是说我们人生是有目的、有方向的、有目标。
He says our life is with goal, with purpose.
人生的目的是要寻求尊贵、荣耀和不能朽坏的福。
The purpose of life is to seek glory, honor, and immortality.
但是人没有这个办法。
But man cannot do.
神为我们预备的救恩。
God has prepared salvation for us.
所以，当我们愿意来仰望这位救我们的耶稣基督的时候。
So when we are able to look upon this Lord Jesus Christ who saved us,
他就把我们从原来属地的国度转到这个属神的国度，属天的国度。
He has transformed us from the earthly kingdom into the heavenly kingdom.
你知道我们今天很多人要拿美国的国籍啊。
You know, a lot of people would like to get a U.S. citizenship.
很多人付很多代价。
A lot of people have paid so much price.
有的人呢做移民监，对不对？
Some people they have to stay in the U.S. and cannot leave anymore.
有的人呢，为了一定要得到这样的一个身份。
Some people because they want to get this kind of status.
结果他就用了欺骗、虚假的手段。
They use all the methods of deceit or lying.
但是当被发现的时候。他也付了非常大的代价。
But once it's been found, and he also paid a greater price.
所以有时候你知道，我们没有来美国以前哈，我们不知道办美国人的身份哈是多么困难。
Before we come to the America, we don't know how hard it is to become their citizen.
因为我们没有想要来美国。
Because we never thought we never want to come to the States.
所以我来美国哈，我现在来美国是意外。
It was an accident that I come to a state.
意外是在我的意料之外。
The accident means out of my imagination.
因为我的意料呢，是我大概待在台湾呢，已经到准备到死了。
What I have thought was that I would stay in Taiwan until I die.
所以根本就没有准备到美国来。
So I never planned to come to a state.
心里没有准备，语言没有准备，什么都没有准备，
My heart was not prepared, nor my language, nothing was prepared.
但是呢，神他工作一来的时候呢，我突然就叫我走了。
But when God's work come upon me, He suddenly asked me to go.
等到我们来了之后，我们才发现。
After we came, we realized that.
许多人为着能够取得留下来的这个资格。
There were so many because they would like to get the status to stay.
付了许许多多的代价。
They have paid so much price.
我相信有人是很有感受的。
I believe a lot of people have the same feeling.
这是我们在地上国度的追求啊。
That is our pursuing for the earthly kingdom.
要付很多的代价。
Have to pay so much price.
很大的代价。
A big price.
好，我还甚至听说啊，有人因为跳机啊。
I even heard because some people just.
结果呢，办个绿卡啊，十几年都还办不下来。
But they try to apply for permanent citizen, but they could not get it even after 10 years.
很苦啊。
It was so hard for them.
在这里生活不适应。
They are not used to the life here.
英文也不好。
Their English is not good.
再学也学不到多大的进步。
They still cannot improve, no matter how much they learn.
生活的习惯也不适应。
And the lifestyle is not used to.
本来以为这个遍地都是黄金。
They thought everywhere is gold here.
结果呢，看到这里是苦哈哈。
But they realize here is full of bitterness.
我年轻的时候，我们那个时候，那个时候年轻人有这个出国热。
When I was young, the young people would like to go overseas.
等到我搬到美国来的时候呢
？After I moved to the States.
我认识了好几个人都拿到了美国绿卡的那个许可了。
I know many people have got their permanent residence in the States.
放弃。
And they even gave up.
因为他们觉得在台湾过得比较舒服。
Because they feel it is better to live in Taiwan.
啊，所以我相信早期来的人哈，那个苦日子是我们很难以明白的。
I believe it is hard for us to understand those who came here earlier.
啊，我记得我92年来的时候哈，要吃一顿中国餐都不是吃的，都吃不像中国餐。
When I came here in 1992, even when I want to have Chinese food, those did not taste like Chinese food.
所以我们在地上的这个国度的追求常常是付了很大的代价。
So for us to pursue the earthly kingdom, we have to pay a lot of price.
但神把耶稣基督派到地上来。
But God has sent Lord Jesus Christ on earth.
在我们还不明白的时候，他就被钉在十字架上。
Even before we understand, he was being crucified.
在我们还在犯罪的时候，他就被钉在十字架上。
When we were still sinning, he was being crucified.
他为我们付了一切的代价。
He has paid all the price for us.
做什么？
To do what?
叫凡是愿意相信接受他的。
For all those who would like to believe and receive him.
神赐给他的一个格外的恩典。
God gave them a special grace.
免费办绿卡。
You can get a green card, the permanent residency freely.
免费给你护照。
You can get your passport free.
免费让你得着神国度的公民资格。
You can get the kingdom of heaven citizenship free.
你可以享受神国度里面那一切的丰富。
You can enjoy all the riches of the kingdom of God.
这是神很奇妙的工作。
That is a very amazing work of God.
不需要付任何代价。
You do not need to pay any price.
因为这个代价是神叫他的儿子耶稣基督为我们付。
Because this price has already been paid by God's Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只要愿意相信接受他。
As long as we are willing to believe and receive him.
即使我们懂得不够清楚
even if we do not understand much
即使我们还有很多东西需要再了解
even though we might have a lot of things that still needs to be understood
你可以马上在神面前拿到神给你的国度的公民的资格
immediately you can receive the status of citizenship of the kingdom of God
我没有那么多时间可以把我的列的讲完
I do not have a lot of time to speak everything from my list.
我列了14个点。
I have listed 14 points.
其实呢，我只讲了2个点。
Actually, I only share about two points.
我这是告诉你怎么样说，因为这里面有很大的丰富在里面。
But I would like to tell you there are so much riches in there.
时间总是有限的。
Time is always limited.
但是呢，你接受了耶稣基督做救主呢，他会把你带进这个，是吧？就是说把你带到一个不受，就是说超越时间限制的那样的光景里面去。
But if you receive Lord Jesus Christ as Savior,
我讲的是有限的。
He will bring you into the riches that surpassing the time. What I speak is limited.
但是当人接受他，得着这个国度的资格的时候。
But when men receive him and receive the status, the position to receive God's kingdom.
他要在我们的心里，在我们里面，能够帮助我们很快速的认识他。
He will help us in our hearts to know him very quickly.
这完全是超越时间。
Which surpasses the time.
所以我想，我这个就暂时就交通到这个地方。
So I will stop sharing for now.
好，那我们这个有先有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayer.
请大家低头。
Let us bow our head.
我们感谢主，今天有这样的机会，能够跟各位朋友、各位弟兄姊妹在这里交通一点关于神国度的事。
We thank Lord that here we're able to share with friends and also brothers and sisters to share about the kingdom of God.
我们相信神在我们每一个人心中都有做工。
I believe that God is working in each one of our hearts.
在我们祷告之前，我想跟大家询问一下。
Before we pray, I would like to ask everyone.
请你注意你心里面的感受。
Please pay attention to your feelings.
如果你觉得今天是你接受耶稣基督的时候，
If you feel today is the time you receive Lord Jesus Christ,
我请你把手举起来一下。
Please raise your hand.
我想你只要注意你自己。
Just pay attention to yourself.
你不用管任何的人。
You don't have to care about others.
因为神把这些的话告诉我们。
Because God has spoken His words to us.
是叫我们能够跟他能够取得直接的新的关系。
So that we can receive the new relationship with Him directly.
我们的时间是有限的。
Our time is limited.
所以我们所受时间的限制，我们没有办法再花更多的时间讲。
Because the limitation of time, so we cannot share anymore.
但是当你心里有感动的时候，请你顺着你的心里感动。
But if you feel touched in your heart, please do it according to the touch of your heart.
所以如果您心里有感动，我请你把手举起来，向这位创造你的神能够表示。
So if you feel touched in your heart, please raise your hand to show it unto the Creator who is your God.
这个表示是你跟他的之间的关系。
This is only the relationship between you and him.
啊，不是向我表示，是向他表示。
Not show it to us, but show it to him.
我们只是把这样的一个机会能够向你打开。
We only open up this opportunity for you.
对，如果您这个有感动的话，我请您把手举一下。
Therefore, if you feel touched, please raise your hand.
好，请放下，感谢主。
Thank Lord.
感谢主，请放下。感谢主，请放下。这是你给你自己的机会。
This is the opportunity you give to yourself.
我相信今天是你遇见主、经历主的机会。
I believe this is the opportunity you meet our Lord and also experience Him.
你只要愿意，可以从今天开始就可以更深、更丰富的经历他、认识他。
If you are willing, starting from today, you can know Him and also experience Him deeply.
所以我请你不要让自己失去了一个很好的机会。
So please do not let yourself lose this great chance.
所以还有哪一位心里有感动的，请您能够向主耶稣表示一下你的接受。感谢主，请放下。还有没有？还有没有？
Anyone else?
你顺着你心里面的感动，这是真实的。
According to the touch in your heart, which is true.
因为神是在我们心里面做工的。
Because God works in our heart.
你今天如果有感动，绝对不是偶然的事情。
It is not a coincidence if you feel touched.
这个感动不是你的冲动。
This touch is not a.
这感动也不是你努力的什么事情。
And this is not something you have tried so hard.
是这位爱我们、救我们的耶稣，他向你显现。
This is the manifestation of Lord Jesus.
还有哪一位你心里有感动的，你可以向耶稣、向我们的主举举起你的手。
Anyone else?
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
刚才向你举手的每一位，你都看见。
You have seen everyone who has raised your hand.
我们相信他们是从心里来向你举手。
We believe they have raised their hands from the bottom of their heart.
我们相信他们当把手举起来的时候。
I believe once they raise their hands.
你在他们的身上做了一个工作。
You are doing work in their heart.
要把他们从属地的国度，把他们转移到属天的国度。
To transform them from the kingdom of earth to the kingdom of heaven.
要叫他们能够丰丰富富的能够进入主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So they can richly enter into the Lord Jesus eternal kingdom.
我们求你在他们身上继续的做工。
We ask you to continue working their hearts.
谢谢你给我们这些的话。
Thank you for giving us those words.
求你继续带领我们。
Please continue to lead us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们刚才举手。